750 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot...
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There may be enough Senate Republicans to get some kind of immigration fix passed, says Senator Chris Murphy.
Well, you have a small group of Republicans who legitimately want to engage. The majority of that party delights at chaos at the border.
Murphy on NBC's Meet the Press says there are a group of Senate Republicans who recognize there's a big labor shortage, and letting in more people legally can help the U.S. economy. Agreeing there could be a compromise on immigration, Congressman Michael McCaul, Texas Republican. Though thousands of migrants continue to arrive at the southern border, so far no chaos, say local border, city officials, and those not following the rules are not allowed in, says Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have already removed thousands of people. If they try again, then they are met with a five-year ban and potential criminal prosecution.
Mayorkas on ABC's This Week. Ukraine getting the equivalent of $3 billion more military aid from Germany. This is ABC News. A hurricane with winds of about 130 miles an hour is hitting an area where more than a million people are evacuated. Schools and houses of worship are converted into temporary shelters. 21 Navy ships stand by for rescue and relief operations. Cyclone Mocha pounding Myanmar and Bangladesh in South Asia. Storms threatening the world's largest refugee camp where around 1 million people live in makeshift homes. Back in 2008, a hurricane killed over 140,000 people in the area. Reopening to help as a shelter, a huge Manhattan hotel.
The iconic Roosevelt Hotel will not only reopen as an arrival center, but the city's ninth humanitarian emergency response relief center. The hotel will open up 175 rooms for families later this week, with plans to open an additional 675 rooms. And it'll serve as a centralized intake center. Asylum seekers will be able to get legal, financial, medical, and placement services all under one roof.
ABC's Crystal Cranmore in New York. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Kripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden wants to raise taxes on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The rate would go from the current 3.8% to 5%. The new revenue would be used to shore up Medicare. Some of the biggest supporters of the bill are those who would get taxed the most. More from Eric Galatis.
Morris Pearl with the group Patriotic Millionaire says there's more than enough money to fund Medicare. He argues the wealthiest Americans, especially those living off of their investments, can and should be paying more.
We can ask the financially challenged people who need Medicare to sacrifice more by having less medical care, or we can ask the ultra-rich to sacrifice more by being a little bit less ultra-rich.
Biden's proposal would keep Medicare solvent for at least the next 25 years, according to estimates by the Medicare Office of the Chief Actuary. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised it will not advance in Congress. Critics say raising taxes would hurt the economy. They argue that people would spend less if their earnings drop. Pearl agrees that the economy depends on consumer spending and says working Americans who spend most of what they bring home should be allowed to keep more of their money.
The very rich people are not going to spend more money. They'll just become a little bit richer.
More than 65 million people across the U.S. depend on Medicare coverage, but the fund's trustees warn that cuts to benefits will be necessary by 2028 without increased revenues. Pearl notes that the nation's economy was strong under the Republican Eisenhower administration, when the wealthiest Americans paid tax rates up to 90% on their second, third, and fourth millions.
And there's no reason why people who make a lot of money now should be paying not the same tax rate of people who work for a living, but actually lower tax rates. We need to change the system.
This is Eric Galatas reporting.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Florida Man Monday edition, Dom. I think we're back to Ron DeSantis. You know, there's some exclusive video of Ron DeSantis doing debate prep all the way back in 2018. And now that he prepares to jump into the shallow but broadening presidential pool amongst the Republican field, I think ABC News is trying to preempt him a bit, Dom. But I know you had something. You want to go there first?
Oh, which one, man? There's so much out here, so I don't know where to start.
Let me do a little Ron DeSantis. And for those just joining us here, our friends in Minneapolis and our friends down in Chicago, all across the nation, if you're tuning in late, I'm referencing Ron DeSantis because he was in Wausau, Wisconsin this weekend, and he was, you know, hinting at a big presidential run. Like,
it
no
was the
one
bell
knows.
Of the ball, the Lincoln dinner, man. I mean, they had fundraising records. They had to move the venue because so many people in upper Wisconsin wanted to come out and see a little Ron.
In that last time around, 58% Trump. I mean, that area, that's Trump territory. And we've got a new radio station there, Bull Falls Radio. We're going to try to change all that. Shout out to our Wausau listeners, Dom. They should join us at 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear from anyone that saw Ron DeSantis this weekend or ever in person. I don't think we've seen Ron yet. I'm hoping to, Dom, at some point, you know, in the 71 days of his presidential campaign before he fails, I hope to run into Ron DeSantis somewhere in either Iowa or the great state of Wisconsin. Might have to do some chasing. I understand he's less than press friendly, Dom.
Hard to imagine why. The guy's got to write "be likable" on the top of his notes, according to the reporting.
Well, that is some of the new reporting from ABC News as well. Here's their headline: "Don't piss off his voters." Recordings reveal DeSantis' 2018 thoughts on dealing with Trump, but this is new sound just dropped. During his first bid for statewide office in 2018, Ron DeSantis was grappling with a key issue that he could soon face during his potential 2024 bid for the White House. How not to alienate Donald Trump's base. If there's any issue upon which you disagree with President Trump, DeSantis was asked by Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz in footage exclusively obtained by ABC News, you know, doing mock debate when DeSantis was running for governor in 18. I have to figure out how to do this. Then Congressman DeSantis replied by letting out a deep sigh. Obviously, there is, because, I mean, I voted contrary to him in Congress. I have to frame it in a way that's not going to piss off all his voters. DeSantis goes on to suggest he would respond by saying he would do what I think is right, you know, and support Trump's agenda. Wow, what nuance he has, Tom.
Yes, doesn't he say a leader leads? Well, like literally, that's what he said up in Marathon County.
He said that day in the mock debate prep, if I have a disagreement, I'll talk to him in private.
Yeah, there's a bunch of leading right there, Ron.
ABC News obtained nearly 2.5 hours of raw internal tapes of DeSantis. Oh,
stimulating. Let's throw that up on the website. I'm sure you get lots of visitors.
2018 debate prep sessions that have not previously been made public. His comments in the videos provide a rare glimpse into how that Florida man governor, who is now poised to enter the 2024 Republican primary, had previously calculated how to effectively appeal to Donald Trump's fiercely loyal base while also working to carve out his own lane as a candidate, a balance that DeSantis may need to hone if he's to secure the party's nomination in 2024. Yeah, especially considering Trump's probably running against him. Trump's in. He's not in yet. In the 2018 tapes, DeSantis at times stands behind a podium sparring with his advisors, which include Gaetz and then State Representative Byron Donalds. I would point out, I didn't recognize Matt Gaetz initially. You know, someone called him Beavis the other day. He was wearing a Nirvana t-shirt during debate prep.
Matt Gaetz into the grunge music,
I think it was,
I suppose,
like the Nevermind album. You know, he was wearing the t-shirt. And I'm like, who's that? Matt Gaetz. Has the NRA donated to me? DeSantis asked his team at one point. I don't think the NRA is quite the boogeyman the Democrats think it is, he says later. No, I don't suppose you do if they give to your campaign. Much like Scott Walker, he was the recipient of like $4.5 million, right, Dom?
Mm-hmm.
Gaetz and Donald, both now Republican members of Congress from Florida, have both endorsed Trump's third bid for the White House in 2024. Both his debate prep partners, they both endorse the other guy. And a little bit further in the ABC News reporting, I'll wrap with this thought, Dom.
Yeah.
During one session captured on video, an advisor suggests that DeSantis should immediately write the word likable in all caps on the top of his notepad.
Yeah. When
he gets to the podium on debate night. I do the same thing because I have the same personality. We're both aggressive, said his advisor off camera. You want to have that likable, dismissive tone and not condescending, you know, like your normal tone. An advisor tells DeSantis during an off-camera exchange at another point in the video, to which DeSantis, responds, yeah, definitely. At another point in the session, Dom, DeSantis dismisses some of his team's suggestion regarding how to hit at his opponent. Some of the ones that are digs, I don't think they work, DeSantis, who is off-camera, can be heard saying, I think they make me look like a ass blank.
A-hole. Yes, that's not hard to do. A little bit more here from the ABCnews.com. Sources tell ABC News that during DeSantis's primary debate prep in recent weeks, his team has been paying close attention to how to help manage the governor's facial reactions.
We both have that problem. Like, we react in real time. Like, you know what we think by looking at our faces.
Right. There's no fooling you. DeSantis's facial expressions were on display during a recent trip to Japan when he was asked a question about trailing behind Trump in polls. His animated answer you know, the head bob. I thought you were a head bobber, Crudy. Man, this guy looked like he was about a 175 in to the night. His animated answer.
Doing some Kobe Bryant triple doubles of captains, was he?
Yeah, I think so. His animated answer to the question went viral, with one clip garnering nearly 20 million views. The final paragraph here. Ron always had a problem with letting attacks get to him and getting visibly shaken by them. One former advisor who was previously involved in debate prep with DeSantis told ABC News, not sure how that would play with the Trump standing across from him.
I mean, it's going to play about as well as when Scott Walker debated Donald Trump.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. Donald Trump had some very strange facial expressions himself. And if I recall correctly, I saw some social media of him, like, next to who was the mass murderer? Charlie Manson, you know, doing the whole, well, I think it was the Hillary debate. Got all sorts of odd facial expressions. So between the two of these jackasses, I think it would be very entertaining and very dangerous for the country. But I digress. ABCnews.com.
Ron DeSantis is striking out at Trump today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis accused former President Trump of deploying Democrat attacks against him over his past support for changes to entitlement programs as the governor, the gubernator, considers joining Trump in the 2024 primary. Those are Democrat attacks. No, they're pretty broad attacks, apparently. I don't think anyone really buys that, DeSantis said Friday in an interview with Newsy Max. You know, nothing like broadening the base. Went to Newsmax. Donald Trump himself wrote a book where he was talking about the need to increase the age of eligibility for Social Security to 70. Now, Trump's campaign is digging DeSantis for supporting a GOP budget proposal. That's the Rick Scott plan, right, Dom? Mm-hmm. While he was in Congress, that would have raised the retirement age to 70 to receive Social Security benefits. As the debate over the future of entitlement programs, I hate when they call them that, including Social Security and Medicare, has reignited with the fight over the debt ceiling in Washington, Trump has said Republicans should not touch the programs. But that ain't Ron DeSantis' policy, Dom. A federal report this year showed the trust funds that back Social Security will be depleted in 11 years, 2034. They always show that, right? Clearly, nobody has ever proposed to do anything to affect the current senior citizens, that according to DeSantis. A pro-DeSantis super PAC last month launched a TV ad defending him on Social Security and going after Trump for his attacks. The interview from DeSantis echoed some of the same framing from the ad. Donald Trump is being attacked by a Democrat prosecutor in New York. So why is he spending millions attacking the Republican governor of Florida? Trump stealing pages from the Biden-Pelosi playbook.
No George Soros?
You think that'll stick on Trump, like he's suddenly the Biden-Pelosi candidate and DeSantis? He's the one that's above the fray.
No, I do not. Also, real quick here, then we'll get to the phones. Perhaps the next segment, 844-967-2789, CNBC. Disney on Monday expanded its federal lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, accusing the Republican leader of doubling down on his retribution campaign against the company by signing legislation to void Disney's development deals in Orlando. Disney's amended lawsuit also noted that Florida's Republican-led legislature passed legislation last week targeting Walt Disney World's monorail system. Quote, Governor DeSantis and his allies have no apparent intent to moderate the retaliatory campaign anytime soon, Disney wrote in its additions to the civil complaint it filed in U.S. District Court in Tallahassee in April. A quote from a Democrat, Senator Jason Pizzo, the governor's inability to grasp basic economics coupled with his punitive style has created a bloated and protracted grudge match, which is being bankrolled by the taxpayers. As the state's executive heading the party, which has historically yielded to free market principles and less regulation, well, you know, get the rest. We are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Yeah,
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. 37 tonight, under clear skies, northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 72. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Highs level off around 70. Tuesday, under mainly sunny skies, 62. Wednesday, once again, lows level off around 37. Tonight, highs reach 72. Tomorrow, lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates. It was a beautiful
day. And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure you check us out on the socials. Get us on Twitter at Devil Radio. Also on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. And of course, on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Don, we had an abbreviated game of what should Ron DeSantis' march-up music be. He was in Wausau, Wisconsin, you know, about 2 hours north of where I'm at right now, earlier this weekend, Saturday night. The bell of the ball in Marathon County, apparently. And he was threatening to run for president. Well, we all know he's running for president. But if you're running, you got to have some proper march out music. You know, like your Major League Baseball player going out to the batter's box. Now, Scott Walker led at the Iowa Freedom Summit with...
what? Shipping up to Boston, Dropkick Murphys.
And what was their response, the Dropkick Murphys?
They tweeted out, please stop playing our music. We literally hate you.
Now, Donald Trump uses a variety of like 8 songs. YMCA,
mm-hmm.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer from Elton John.
What else does he jam in that play?
Rolling Stones, Can't Always Get What You Want.
He often ends his appearances with "You Can't Always Get What You Want," which is a strange saying. Like the day he won the nomination and the balloons, and we were in the room, we were up in the rafters because the balloons were lower than us that were dropping on the Trump family on the stage. And I swear to God, if memory serves, they were playing "You Can't Always Get What You Want."
Oh, isn't that the truth?
And we're going to take some phone calls. If you want to talk to us, you'll get through. If you're patient, 844-967-2789. One other headline. I got to bring it up, Dom. Jury hearing closing arguments in E. Jean Carroll civil case against Donald Trump. The rape and defamation allegations, Dom. Jurors began hearing, I quote the Washington Post. Jurors began hearing lawyers closing arguments Monday in a civil lawsuit brought by author E. Jean Carroll against former President Donald Trump, who she says raped her in the mid-1990s. In a trial in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan, has put on display Carroll's account of lasting trauma and delved into the alleged assault that she says is still fresh in her mind many years later. though presenting itself outwardly as resilient in public among friends and family, Carol told jurors that she has come to realize she has permanent scars. Carol, 79, testified that she has not had a romantic relationship since the alleged sexual assault and often suffers flashbacks. That's a lot of her life. As Trump's political prominence rose during the 2016 presidential, Carol said she had to face her history again. Carol's attorney, Roberta Kaplan, told jurors on Monday morning they could rely on her client's detailed testimony. You saw for yourself, E. Jean Carol wasn't hiding anything. Her testimony was credible, it was consistent, and it was powerful. Trump, 76, who has denied the allegations, doesn't he always? I strongly deny them. Has not appeared at the trial, which began on April 25th. He has declined to testify in Carol's lawsuit. He had no obligation to show up or take the stand. We did see some deposition stuff, though. And while he did not take the stand, Trump's presence was felt in the courtroom. The plaintiff's side played some of the videotaped deposition he sat for in October, and the video was publicly released Friday afternoon. Played some of that for you, our fine audience.
He sure did.
His absence and out-of-trial statements have been a recurring issue during the trial, including when he posted on social media again, dismissing her claims as fraudulent. Carol's side had expressed concern that Trump was trying to influence the jury from afar. On Thursday, even after his attorney had said Trump would not testify, he made comments to reporters in Ireland suggesting he might make a surprise appearance at the trial after all. He did not. His attorneys did not call witnesses to testify, instead opting to put on the case through cross-examination of Carol and others who did not testify. Trump and his lawyers have repeatedly said the story was made up by Carol and a pair of her friends. There are no witnesses to call to prove a negative, Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina said in his opening statement. But it's a civil case, Dom. No time behind bars. You know, he's already got a bad reputation. What's the worst that could happen to him?
Well, hell, given the Republicans, he might actually go up in the polls. We do have some sound from that. I think we got a little bit of time here. Evan, I believe we have the sound of Donald Trump. Yes, of talking about the grabbing by the tape. He is asked about this, and I thought this
by
was
by Roberta Kaplan, the plaintiff's attorney. She walks him through the Access Hollywood tape one more time.
And you
Let's
say
hear what Donald
again,
Trump had to say.
Become very famous in this video. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the... You can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
It's true with stars that they can grab women by the...
Well, that's what... it's. If you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
And you consider yourself to be a star?
I think you can say that, yeah.
I mean... by his own logic, he has confessed. Fortunately or unfortunately, sometimes he grabs him by the...
Yeah, for the last million years, historically, that's been true. Fortunately or unfortunately, and I assume he means fortunately for people like stars like Donald Trump, who think they can just physically assault anybody anytime they want, and unfortunately for the victims of people like Donald Trump.
Seemed a little self-incriminating. I mean, that was testimony given under oath and testimony played for the jury. And I believe some of that was repeated earlier today, just for emphasis, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. I agree with the plaintiff's team. Let's play it one more time. Trump effectively confessed because he's a big star and they just let him do it, Dom. You know, thank goodness he tic-tacs up first.
Well, it's a million years of evolution. I mean, what are you going to do?
But
fortunately,
she's very
or unfortunately,
explicit about the act, and he says, "Yeah, because I'm a star." Come back, more Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You be the star. 844-967-2789.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Hey,
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There may be enough Senate Republicans to get some kind of immigration fix passed, says Senator Chris Murphy.
Well, you have a small group of Republicans who legitimately want to engage. The majority of that party delights at chaos at the border.
Murphy on NBC's Meet the Press says there are a group of Senate Republicans who recognize there's a big labor shortage, and letting in more people legally can help the U.S. economy. Agreeing there could be a compromise on immigration, Congressman Michael McCaul, Texas Republican. Though thousands of migrants continue to arrive at the southern border, so far no chaos, say local border, city officials, and those not following the rules are not allowed in, says Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have already removed thousands of people. If they try again, then they are met with a five-year ban and potential criminal prosecution.
Mayorkas on ABC's This Week. Ukraine getting the equivalent of $3 billion more military aid from Germany. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican efforts to remove obscene books from Wisconsin schools are moving forward. Two bills began circulating this week. One leaves schools and staff open to prosecution. The other bill bans districts from using library money to buy inappropriate materials. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's local government committee passed the bill yesterday. Democrats tried and failed to remove parts of the bill unrelated to state aid.
I'm a person who believes in local control, and I support local governments, and I want to give them the tools to do what they do best.
That's Representative Clinton Anderson. The bill goes to the full assembly next week, but Governor Evers says he'll veto it without big changes. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. The new Master Gardener 23rd Annual Plant Sale is at the STEM Center, UWGB campus, May 11th through the 13th. You'll find a great variety of flowers, vegetables, perennials, and native plants. If you love pets, gotta check it out. All about pets and animals at the Green Bay Pet Expo at the Resch Center. That takes place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Great night of indoor football awaits you on Saturday the 13th. Green Bay Blizzard indoor football, the kickoff at 3:05 p.m. And finally, the AVB Concert Band presents its final concert of the season Monday, April 15th at the Ashwaubenon Performance Center. Showtime, 7 o'clock. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Argue about the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Florida Man Monday happy hour rolling through it. But Dom, I got a little news from a southern Mississippi man. Used to play on the Packers, Brett Favre. And he's got an important message for our listeners. He wants you all to boycott Fox News. For all
because
the wrong reasons.
Carlson is no longer on the...
Exactly. But I like his takeaway, boycott Fox News. Here is what Favre Ray had to say. Brett Favre, who joined the ranks of prominent conservatives. Is he a prominent conservative now, calling for a boycott of Fox News after the right-wing cable giant's sudden firing of Tucker rhymes with Tucker Carlson, sharing a clip of ex-Fox News star Megyn Kelly urging the network's viewers to ditch Fox for silencing Carlson. Is that what they did, Dom? They silenced him. The Hall of Fame quarterback doubled down on Kelly's message. "I'm with Tucker," Favre tweeted. "Time to boycott Fox until they come to their senses and let the man speak. I'm with Favre. Boycott Fox News." Favre, who has recently steered clear of the media spotlight amid allegations he was involved in a welfare fraud scheme, has decided to speak out now as Carlson prepares to go to war with Fox. Axios reported this weekend that Tucker rhymes with Tucker Carlson is preparing to unleash allies to attack the Foxy News in an attempt to force the channel to let him work for another rival or even start his own media empire, Dom. Fox News, on the other hand, apparently wants to sideline Carlson until his contract ends in early 2025 by paying him upwards of $20 million annually.
I would not compete for $20 million a year.
Would not compete for $20 million a year. Finally, meanwhile, since Carlson's termination, the conservative channel has seen its ratings plummet. But it has also seen a return of its primetime advertisers. So you get more advertisers without Tucker, but less audience. It's all very...
Do you think they're discounting the rates to the new advertisers?
Maybe.
I doubt it.
To the new ones? Sure, why not? Got to fill the spots, man. Can't be running PSAs during primetime, can you?
I've seen it. We're on a commercial break.
844-967-2789. Looking for, you know, Ron DeSantis march-up music. Having a little fun with Brett Favre. Does anyone really care what Brett Favre thinks about what's playing on the Foxy News? I mean, maybe if he was offering, like, you know, draft advice. Like, oh, I think that team drafted good talent at the quarterback position. Then he'd be credible.
Are you telling Brett to shut up and dribble, Crudy? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Shut up and go commit insurance fraud or welfare fraud or whatever it is you call it down south. Public appearances. 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. You're my favorite Duluth caller so far, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Excellent, man. Monday, not so bad for a Monday.
Yeah, happy Victory Day. Happy Victory Day to the Allies, right? Maybe. Hey, by the way, did you guys know, here's a fun fact, maybe it's not so fun, but the Capitol Police, back prior to 1970, did not even carry a gun.
The U.S. Capitol Police.
Can you imagine that? The U.S. Capitol, yeah, not the Madison, not the Minnesota Capitol, but the U.S. Capitol Police, believe it or not, or don't is the proper English.
Well, then who armed them? Was that Nixon because of the Vietnam protesters, the anti-Nixon sentiment in the war? Is that why they got armed up?
But I'm sure you're right about that. I'm sure you're right.
Well, I'm just making that up. I'm assuming, Dave. You called with the fact. I thought you had the whole Wikipedia article open.
No. I just know I read that somewhere, but I never heard, as Paul Harvey said, the rest of the story. I'm going to have to look it up and get back to you, gentlemen.
All right. You have a homework assignment now.
I've said when a question is posed like that, I guess we'll never know.
Oh, no, we'll know. We'll find out. We're going to find out. Get to the bottom of this. Hey, gentlemen. You guys got to stop calling it Fox News, please. You got to call it Fox propaganda or something else. You know, this is not news. They've proven it through that whole, with the Dominion or whatever.
I know, but sometimes, Dynamo Dave, I used to do that with Scott Walker, and then I started calling him Wanker. And then I always called him Wanker, and eventually you make new friends, and some of the old friends that, you know, knew that meant Scott Walker, always knew, but new friends don't know. Eventually, you got to go back and find the root word and then take the derisive term away. So then it's got more impact again.
Does that apply to a propaganda channel? I mean, come on.
Dave, it's a great point. It is obviously not news. It's Fox propaganda. It's Fox whatever you want to call it. We've seen it, right? It's Fox lying to their viewers for money. And I guess if I was okay with living that life, maybe I'd do that. Dave, I don't have it in me, man. I can't lie because I forget the lies. And then, because you got to, once you lie, then you got to do more lies to cover up the lies that you forgot about. It's so time consuming, but apparently pays very well. And it's unbelievable that Fox would give Tucker Carlson $20 million to not lie. Because he's not on the air anymore. 844-967-2789.
Do you remember why I'm not invited back on Foxy News? In no small part, it was for calling BS on their lack of live primetime January 6th coverage. But when Mike Emanuel, the host of Sunday with Mike Emanuel, whatever show I was on, when he started pushing back, my argument was you ran Tucker commercial free just so your viewers wouldn't turn away during a commercial break and realize there was live testimony going on every other network except yours. And they never invited me back, Tom. I think it's because I was critical of people. Tucker. I was trying to answer Duluth Dave's question about why Capitol Police officers started carrying guns. Can't find the answer and talk to you at the same time, and you're not helping.
All right. Well, I guess we'll never know. 844-967-2789. It's in God's hands. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I think you meant to say about Brett, shut up and throw interceptions. Because, and then you were looking for songs, you know, and this thing with DeSantis. What did they say? He looked like an a-hole?
Well, he said that of himself.
Right. It isn't so much as a song as it is a saying. If you look like a duck, you know that one. And then the a-hole, put that in there. But with Trump, here's the song. You just might get what you deserve by the Rolling Stones.
Well,
instead of what you want.
You're just changing the line, like you're renaming the song?
Well, yeah, I'm renaming it. You just might get what you deserve. Because this guy's going down, guys. He's never going to be, never, ever going to be their nominee. You heard it here first.
Well, I've said it before, Dick. So I heard it here first, and you heard it here, and then repeated it back to us, to my opinion. 844-967-2789. Appreciate you listening so closely that you've adopted the vocabulary of the show.
The actual, if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need. And Donald Trump needs consequence for his actions. So in some ways, it makes total sense the way the words are written already.
You're correcting the lyrics to a Rolling Stones song.
I'm just gotta, hey man, you gotta throw it out there. I've heard it a billion times. 844-967-2789. CJ, you are next. Happy Monday, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. I really wanted to talk to U.S. Attorney James Santel. He kept me on hold for an hour and 40 minutes, I think. But
he was on like Friday, dude. You've been sitting on hold since Friday?
But you guys are okay with paying off women, you know? Do you remember Paula Jones? How about Monica Lewinsky? Remember her? Bill Clinton had to pay them off. So, you know, and there is...
Are you sure, CJ? Because you should have heard me back then, man. I wasn't a big fan. But please go ahead. Tell me more about what you don't know about what I've said or done.
Well, Brett Baer is a journalist. Special reporter on Fox, the number one.
I bumped into him at a couple of presidential spin rooms. He's a bit of a prima donna. Reminds me of Dom.
There's a difference between talking heads and actually personalities like Tucker Carlson.
Sure.
Well, okay. Hey, fair question, but let me ask you that, or fair statement. Let me ask you this though: the text that came out between Tucker and Brett Baer, Baer actually says, you know, I would sit on this information. What kind of a journalist would sit on the information.
They didn't want to make the call on Arizona or Nevada because, what, Fox News audience couldn't handle the truth? They would all go fleeing to Newsmax?
We listened for 2.5 years, Crudy, and, you know, 2.5 years on MSNBC, CNN about the 51 liars. That's what.
But what's that got to do with Fox News evading the truth to their audience?
Bring up the New York Post cover from...
That's a Rupert Murdoch paper, dude. What are you talking about?
What? I know.
See, do you have a point? Do you have a point of calling today? What's your point, dude?
Okay, the truth is that the truth is coming on Wednesday.
Is that the Comer hearing?
You're going to see the truth about this corrupt president. You're going to see the facts that 11 family members have taken money from the Chinese Communist Party, and he's bought and paid for. That's why a balloon can fly all the way across our country, change directions over all our military installations.
CJ,
you're
I don't
talking about under Trump or under Biden. I'm not clear which one you're talking about there, CJ.
You realize what he's referencing now, of course, is this Comer fella that's under suspicion for being a seditious conspirator during the January 6th is now under Republican governance. A committee chair.
It makes total sense.
He was begging the DOJ. There is rumor that Hunter Biden will be indicted, and he's out begging the DOJ not to drop the indictment and undercut his press conference because he's going to let it all out, or so he claims. And what the allegation will be is that 11 Biden family members have been influenced, and the big accusation is the big guy, Joe Biden, is somehow under the sway of his son, Hunter Biden. And what I would say is, much like the son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who took billions of dollars from the Saudis, they're different human beings. So if Joe Biden, and there's any evidence presented, not by Comer, but by the DOJ, that Joe Biden took direct money from the Chinese Communist Party or any other foreign source, that would be problematic. But what you hear is the representations of the son saying, hey, give me money and I got access to the big guy. I can get in close to my old man. And I don't know if you recall, CJ, but Tucker Carlson actually wrote a letter to Hunter Biden asking him to influence peddle on his behalf, both him and his father, because Tucker Carlson wanted to get his son into an elite college. You know, they all do it. Sadly, they all do it. They all sell on their on their access to power. And I don't like it when Hunter Biden does it. I didn't like it when Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump served in the administration, even though they couldn't qualify for security clearance. The difference is Hunter Biden doesn't work around here. You see the difference? One doesn't work in the government. That's Hunter. He's just a ne'er-do-well. I don't care if he chases hookers and does crack. He doesn't work here. I got to worry about the ones that do, like Jared and Ivanka. Remember them? Why wasn't it problematic then? Come back. One more segment of the Devil's Advocates. We'll talk rank hypocrisy on the other side. 844-967-2789.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. 37 tonight under clear skies, northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 72. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Highs level off around 70 Tuesday under mainly sunny skies, 62 Wednesday. Once again, lows level off around 37 tonight. Highs reach 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 52 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
Big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day for us. If you got something to say, hit us up, 844-967-2789.
Dom, let's go back to the phones. I'm trying to move them around a bit here so I got more access. Joan from Boaz. How you doing, John? John, not Joan.
Dom,
I was thinking
John.
Joan Baez for a second, but John for Boaz.
Joan Boaz. The offense of attempting by overt actions to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. Trump inciting a riot against the acting government in Washington, D.C., January 6th.
Well, I think you're making a case for seditious conspiracy, but you're trying to make the case for treason, and I'm not there with you yet, John.
Well, he is in bed with the Russians. We know that. Look at all the trouble he had with the last election.
Yeah, but he was in bed with porn stars, too. The man lies down with a lot of people. He's got some fleas, if you know what I'm saying, John.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, John, and hopefully, as we move along, Jack Smith, getting a little short on time. If you want to get something done prior to the election, I think there's going to be movement there. But I'm with you there, Crudy. I do agree with you, John. I think there is relationships, perhaps with the Russians. We know that there were messages that were deleted. There was, from the Mueller investigation, we know that his campaign manager, gave information, campaign polling data, to Konstantin Kilimnik, who would, pass along to Russians to, target states in the U.S., like
but
Wisconsin.
We don't know specifically that was done at the behest of Donald Trump. That was more for the benefit of Paul Manafort in his
trying to clear up his own debts.
Yeah, I don't think that clearly was at the directive of Donald Trump. Trump didn't say, go ask the Russians what's the best direction to take my campaign, not to the reporting I've seen.
But he did say, hey, Russia, if you're listening, he did say, hey, I don't believe our U.S. intelligence agencies. I don't know why Putin wouldn't, right? I mean, there's plenty of other things out there. And if you speak in mob boss terms, you never tell anybody to do anything. That's the beauty of it.
I'm going to go to the phones, whether or not
I assumed you would do.
844-967-2789. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, Pizza Box Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Not bad. Hey, CJ, calm down. You sound like an angry loaf of white bread, man. Sliced up and going in all different directions. Wow. I let him come on my show until he went too far with worrying about transgenders in sports because he thought that I might identify with that, being that I was involved in sports. But you know, the athletes involved in these sports aren't affected by it. But, you know, leave it to the angry white guy. But you know what? I'm so sick of this already getting ready for Biden versus Trump 2, the rematch. Oh, boy, Rocky versus. Anyway, I just wanted to share with you that there's an artist in northern Wisconsin that made a print of the Mona Lisa, only it's actually with Aaron Rodgers in it, and it's called Mona A-Rod. And I've ordered one, and I've never matted or framed a print before. But this one, and guess what? I requested number 12.
Is it an NFT, a non-fungible token? Will it?
Yeah, why the purchase, Mike? What was the attraction?
Are you kidding me? Who better to put up than a drama queen like that? I'm so glad that this part of, you know, Wisconsin history is over, because we got a lot more important things to worry about, and none of it really centers on football. I think people need to concentrate this summer on what I'm looking for, which is to stir things up and create chaos for the Republicans and start thinking about some people that are eligible for recalls, people. Because, you know, when you got climate deniers and people that don't want to do anything about guns, I'm thinking maybe even some of the people in your district might be on board with this, folks. Get ready. I'm going to turn up the heat.
Pizza Box, I have no doubt you got the slow roast going. You'll turn it up. Throw some gasoline on that fire. Rhetorically
speaking. Burn that pizza. You know, the Republicans coming to Milwaukee for 2024 convention. You know, last time, Crudy, weren't we talking about toying with the idea of getting like the baby Trump balloon?
Oh, that's right.
I mean, we should, you know, if Trump's going
to
be there.
Well, we'd have to do that as a private endeavor, because Civic Media is a news gathering organization. We want to be inside the bowl, but outside the green zone, man, we just need a good party location.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe we could get it even for this August if Trump's coming to the debate. But Dom, here's I'll end with this thought today, because we're running short on time. New polling, Associated Press, African-American voters, President Joe Biden. 58% approve African-Americans of his job handling. 41% of black adults said they wanted Biden to run for a second term. 41% of black voters. 55% said they would likely support him in a general election. Those are not great numbers. These figures starkly contrast his first few months in office, when 9 out of 10 black voters approved of the job he was doing. They also fall well below Democrats' overall sentiment, which showed 81% would definitely or probably support Biden if he were the nominee. troubling numbers for the president. He's going to need black voters, Tom. I mean, I don't think they're going to go vote for Trump or DeSantis, but if they are uninspired, they could stay home. That was the fear. I mean, part of the Russian collusion back in 2016, quote unquote, you know, as CJ has accused MSNBC of accusing every night on the airwaves. Well, it wasn't clearly proven. There were like 10 incidents of obstruction of justice because Trump ran some great interference. But a lot of the efforts were really just creating chaos and to undermine sentiment to go out and vote for Hillary Clinton. And on some level, amongst African Americans, on some level, that's the same thing that Elections Commissioner Republican Bob Spindell was bragging about.
Yes,
after
very
the midterms,
proud.
Right? The 2022 midterms. Black and Latino voters stayed home. The difference between 2018, when Tony Evers was first elected, and 2022, when Ron Johnson, Republican, Trump supportive MAGA, was reelected, was the suppression, according to Bob Spindell, of about 37,000 black and Latino votes. And how'd they claim they did that? They went straight to black radio in Milwaukee. They went to NLV, they went to The Truth, they bought up the ads, and they suppressed voter sentiment for the Democrats. So, Joe Biden, be careful. Democrats, be careful. You better not count on any constituency. You better get out there. You better knock doors, And you better bring
with one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting.
ABC News.